Welcome back to After the Siren, proudly brought to you by the Bendigo Bank. Well, our final guest on today's program played 240 games for the St Kilda Football Club. He's their longest serving captain, a member of the Team of the Century, a club best and fairest winner, and an All-Australian member. And next Saturday, he will coach the Victorian Football Country League team against the Victorian Amateur Footy Association at Frankston Park. And he's been kind enough to take time out of his busy schedule to talk to us today. Danny Frawley, welcome to After the Siren. How are you, mate?
Yeah, going well, mate. Looking forward to next week. Obviously, my head involved in the AFL at the moment. It's a great competition, but really looking forward to coaching the country boys against the Victorian Amateurs. And, yeah, there's not much love lost between the two, so it should be a great game next Saturday down at the Frankston Footy Ground.
Absolutely, mate. The under-19s are playing, I think, at 11:30, Danny, followed by the senior team. So, no doubt, as you said, there's a long rivalry there. They've just they're celebrating 125 years today, mate, the Victorian Amateur Footy Association.
I think they had a medal to commemorate that. And, yeah, great celebrations to them. And let's hope we can upset the party.
Exactly. Now, you're a country boy yourself, mate, from Bungaree. And a couple of weeks ago, Paul Daffy released his new book on the Victorian Country Footy League. So there's plenty of good stories and good players come from the country, Danny.
Victorian Country Footy has been, it's been great for me to come through Bungaree and the next door and then down to St Kilda, and obviously travelling down with Tony Lockett and Craig Burns and Val Perovic, Ballarat, and in particular St Patrick's College has been a great breeding ground for AFL/VFL footballs. I think St Pat's have had, 130 odd players have gone to St Pat's to play VFL. So, it's a great breeding ground for AFL footy.
It is indeed, mate. And also on your own particular program there, Danny, on Foxtel, mate, that Bounce, going as good as ever, mate, Sunday nights.
Yeah, it is. It's a good, fun show, trying to pump up the defenders with the golden fist. And let's hope our boys can get a couple of spoils next Saturday against the Amateurs, who, they'll have a pretty good team, obviously. So, hopefully they'll find their craft there on those lates. So looking forward to it.
And just briefly before we let you go, mate, any stories on the late, great Dickie Custerson, mate? I know you did a lot of work with Richard.
Great man. I think I did the first pay job with Dick. I think it was Lang Warren Footy Club.
That was with John Platton.
Dave Butler and Dave Whalen. So, great memories. Great man Dick went far too soon. And his business depositing move is still flying, which is great. And that's a mark of the man that Dickie was. So, it was a great time with Dick and sadly missed.
Yeah, he told me he actually, one of the functions when he moved to the Docklands there, Daddy, just quickly before letting you go, where you got up and reminded him that in front of 1,500 people, mate, when you said, now, Dickie Custerson, don't get ahead of yourself, mate, because I remember you at the Lang Warren Footy Club. They served cold pies and warm beer. And here you are. You served.
Day.
What was that?
Had a few frothies and had a good old time. So, he's a great man, as you are, and I look forward to hoping promoting him. Anyone out there around the Mornings Peninsula area or Frankston area next Saturday at 2 o'clock, you'll see a really good game of footy.